Good morning. Welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. This is Ron LaRusso, your host. I'll be with you for the next hour. We've got a good show today. We're going to talk about two bands going in opposite directions. One is an album rock staple who's released a new album as they start on a 50th anniversary tour. The other will recognize the 10th anniversary of their breakup, unlikely to ever play together again. Plus, we've got our usual features, Phil's Pick, our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and the best rock from all eras, 91.5 WMFO.
Keep winning.
doing their best Beach Boys imitation. Red Hot Chili Peppers, that's the Zephyr song from their 2002 album called By the Way. That was their eighth studio album. And we heard John Cougar Mellencamp with Authority Song at the top of the hour. Here on Rock of Ages on WMFO, good morning, Ron LaRussa here. Thank you for starting your week with me today and every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock. I hope you had a good weekend. I'm excited about something that I saw published in Rolling Stone online last week. Back in 2004, they published their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. It was a very, very popular story, one of their most read ever, and it was literally viewed hundreds of millions of times on their website. And now, for the first time in 17 years, they have revisited and completely remade their list, and they published it last week. The 500 greatest songs of all time. To create the new list, they convened a poll of more than 250 artists, musicians, producers from all genres, and also figures from the music industry, like leading critics and journalists, and each sent in a ranked list of their top 50 songs, and then Rolling Stone tabulated the results. All in all, about 4,000 different songs got votes, and over half of them, 254, weren't at all present on the old list, and that means including one-third of the top 100 are also new. There's so much we could do with this list. We could do some kind of countdown show with the top 10. We could maybe do some kind of feature stretched out over a longer period of time. I'm not exactly sure. I'm going to think about it. I'm not going to do anything with it today, but I'd love to hear from you. And that brings me to something else that I've also been thinking about. I receive a lot of feedback about the show in various ways. Face-to-face conversations, I get texts, and you come up with some great comments and ideas. And often I say, I wish I could share that with everyone. So I'm considering starting a Facebook page for the show, where we can bring all those conversations to one place, and anybody who wants can participate. So, like I said, I'm thinking about it. I'm not 100% sure I'm going to do it. But anyway, stay tuned for more on both those topics, the Rolling Stone list and the possibility of a Rock of Ages Facebook page, all coming in the next few weeks. Well, it is time for Phil's Pick. Many of you have expressed that this is your favorite part of the show, and one of mine as well. Phil from Watertown is my friend. He's got deep, deep musical knowledge and a great collection, and he loves to share his picks with us every week. So let's hear what Phil has for us this week on Phil's Pick.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Triage by Rodney Crowell. Crowell is a singer-songwriter who's music honors country's past, but adds a little rock and roll punch. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
I think I know what love is. Forgiveness for a star. Room for those you love to hate somewhere inside your heart. There are those who say that love is naught but gossip column news. Are roller skates that fasten to the bottom of your shoes. Love. Some say love's a meditation on everything we are. Good, bad, and indifferent. Self-righteous and bizarre. It's right there in the crosshead, our every last mistake. The sinners we've made holy, the saints we burned at stake. If love is revelation and love we thus receive, it all comes down to knowing less than most of us alone believe. Thank you. what I might say. You can find it out there anywhere on any given day. It's an endless stream of consciousness obtained in drips and drabs, and a chance to do the right thing when there's no one keeping tabs. If love is what we make it, as you reap, so you sow. The yang and yang, the where and when, the first and last to come and go. Love is all creation. Love is manifest. It's love when we're all given life, and love when we're all laid to rest.
Those are the Foo Fighters. Song is called Big Me. And before that, we heard Rodney Crowell. That was Phil's pick for today. And the song was called Triage here, Rock of Ages WMFO. Did you see the Foo Fighters perform at the VMAs last week? The show was televised on a bunch of channels. They gave a phenomenal, electrical, rocked-out performance. The Foo Fighters are really one band that is trying to stay relevant with young, diverse audiences, and I think they're doing a very good job. They're everywhere, on all media platforms, and Dave Grohl shows up in a lot of places. And if you haven't seen it, you could probably catch it on YouTube, but they did give a strong performance at the VMAs last week. Well, while I was preparing the show this week, one of the things that I always look into is whether there are any significant birthdays to recognize in the rock world. And I came across this item about the song, Happy Birthday. Now, I'm sure you cannot even count how many times you've sung the song. I know I can't. But did you know that until this week in 2015, you were committing a copyright violation every time you sang it? Until just 2015, a company, a division of Warner Music, held a valid copyright to the song Happy Birthday, which means anytime it was used in a movie or a TV show or a commercial, it had to be cleared, and that cost bucks. And that's why if you go to some theme restaurants like Bennigan's or other places, they actually made up their own birthday songs, because if they sing Happy Birthday, they have to pay up. The song itself, I found, dates back to 1893, when two sisters came up with the melody and used it in schools. And then it was published as Happy Birthday in 1935, which gave it supposed copyright protection through 2030. But in 2013, a filmmaker who was researching the song found a 1922 songbook which listed the lyrics, and he brought that in as evidence in a lawsuit charging that the song should be in the public domain because any work published before 1923 falls in that category. Well, the case went to trial, and 2 years later, a judge agreed, which finally freed up Happy Birthday for Everyone. That just happened 5 or 6 years ago. Anyway, I'm not quite sure why that caught my imagination, but it did. But it's time for some newer music now. The Doobie Brothers have a new album. It's coming out on October 1st. It will be called Liberté. It's got 12 songs on it, and they are touring to support the album. It's their 50th anniversary tour. It's got both Michael McDonald and Tom Johnson for the first time together on tour in 25 years. That show will come to the Infinity Center here in Boston on June 22nd, 2022. Hint, Father's Day present. Anyway, new from the Doobie Brothers. This is called Don't You Mess With Me, Rock of Ages.
Hey!
That is Coldplay and Champion of the World. And we heard new music from the Doobie Brothers. The song is called Don't You Mess With Me. The album is Liberté. There are about five or six songs out now on Spotify and other streaming services. And it's actually very good. It does not sound like an oldies or nostalgia album. It sounds really like vibrant 2021 Doobie Brothers music. So check it out if you're interested. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. You're listening to Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. It's as if the album rock radio that many of us grew up listening to were still around today. And it is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. It's a feature I like to do every week. And as I've mentioned before, one of the most fruitful time periods for one-hit wonders is the early 1980s, when new wave sound stormed the airwaves of album rock radio. There were a ton of artists, mostly British, a ton of synthesizers, and a boatload of one-hit wonders. Bands like Flock of Seagulls, Thompson Twins, A-ha, The Human League, Modern English. The music wasn't really rock, but at that time, album rock radio sort of lost its way for a little while and embraced the sound. And it has not held up well over time, so I don't like to go to this well too often, but I will today. Soft Cell is the band. They were formed in 1977 in England. They recorded their first EP with money they borrowed from their families and were signed to a record deal in 1980. They released this song in Europe in 1981, where it became a sensation, and then in the US in 1982, where it stayed on the charts for 40 plus weeks. This is Tainted Love by Soft Cell on Rock of Ages.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away, I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light, for I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This tainted love you've given, I give you all a boy could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love.
Those are the Kings of Leon. Kind of an abrupt ending there. You Somebody is the song, and before that, Soft Cell and Tainted Love, which was our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this week on Rock of Ages. Well, there are some interesting things that happened this week in rock historically. On this day in 1973, Jim Croce and his band died in a plane crash. If you recall, just a couple of weeks ago, we featured Jim Croce in our special show on singer-songwriters of the 1970s. Also this week, in 1979, the No Nukes concert at Madison Square Garden, featuring some big artists of that day, and we've actually recently played some music from that. And tomorrow, September 21st, is the 10th anniversary of REM's announcement that they were calling it quits after more than 30 years together. In a post on their website, the band members wrote, "To our fans and friends, as REM and as lifelong friends and co-conspirators, we have decided to call it a day as a band. We walk away with a great sense of gratitude, of finality, and of astonishment at all we have accomplished. To anyone who ever felt touched by our music, our deepest thanks for listening." Although many fans were surprised by the announcement, it wasn't totally unexpected. They had hinted at their breakup with their 2011 album Collapse Into Now, because out of their 15 albums, it's the only one to feature the band on the cover, and on it, Michael Stipe is waving goodbye. Also this week, Joan Jett is celebrating a birthday, so let's play some REM followed by Joan Jett. Rock of Ages.
This could be the saddest dusk you've ever seen. Turn to a miracle. I am alive. My mind is racing. As it always will. My hands tired, my heart aches. I'm half a world away. Here in my head. Sworn to go it alone and hold it alone, hold along, hold it, go it alone, hold it alone, ho ho ho, ho lonely deeps and hollow, half a world, half a world away, my shoes are gone, life. Had too much to drink. I didn't think of you. I guess that's all I needed. To go it alone and hold it alone. Hold along and hold it. Blackbirds backwards, forwards and fall. Ho, ho, ho. Wasted, pathetic eyes, high life, blind the tides turn sea. The storm, it came up strong, it shook the trees and blew away our fear. We couldn't be here to go it alone.
That is Joan Jett celebrating her 63rd birthday on Wednesday. And it's called You Don't Own Me. It's a cover of a song that was done in 1964 by Leslie Gore. And if you listen to the lyrics of that song, you really marvel at how ahead of its time it was and how sort of bold and controversial it might have been in 1964. Also, Half a World Away came from R.E.M. here on Rock of Ages, WMFO. Back to the music in 30 seconds.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is a song I like to have fun with. See if you can guess the band. They're one of the best-selling bands of all time, but that success didn't happen until there were some personnel changes that completely changed their sound. Before that, they had released several albums. See if you can guess who they are. Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Yes, the same kind of story seems to come down from long ago. Two friends having coffee together when something flies by their window. It might be out on that lawn, which is wide, at least half of a playing field. Because there's no explaining what your imagination can make you see and feel. Somebody wants nothing, you're hypnotized. It's not a meaningless question to ask if they've been and gone. I remember a talk about North Carolina in a strange, strange pond. You see, the sides were like glass in the thick of a forest without a road. And if any man's hand ever made that land, then I think it would have showed. And that's why it seems like a dream. They got me hypnotized. And I knew that's right. Thank you. place down in Mexico where a man can fly over mountains and hills. And he don't need an airplane or some kind of engine, and he never will. Now you know it's a meaningless question to ask if those stories are right. What matters most is the feeling you get when you're hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. When your body means nothing, you're hypnotized. When it seems like a dream, they got you hypnotized. That's when they got you hypnotized. It seems like a dream. It seems like a dream. When your body needs nothing, you float around, they got you hypnotized.
That is Weezer, a song that really defines the alt-rock sound of the 1990s for me. Say It Ain't So. And before that, did you guess the band? I'm guessing probably not. It was Fleetwood Mac. It was from their eighth album called Mystery to Me in 1973. They had actually released 9 albums before Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham joined the band and became the Fleetwood Mac that most of us think of today. That was Bob Welch on lead vocals. He went on to have a moderate solo career after he left Fleetwood Mac, but probably wishes he stuck around with the band. Made a lot of money. We have time for a couple of more songs this morning. Let's dip into some Southern rock with the Outlaws on Rock of Ages WMFO.
Sometimes I feel I am getting kind of low. Thoughts I am thinking are the reason, so I try to remember without talking to myself things that I've said or maybe things that I felt about you. Sitting in a corner of a crowded barroom, people all around me and I still feel alone. Just when I know I'm gonna break down and cry, someone played a tune that dried the tear from my eye.
There goes another love song, someone singing about me again. There goes another love song, now I need more than a
from my home, trying to get back to where I know I belong. Wish and a hope that I was already there. I just heard a voice that whispered in my ear singing,
there goes another love song, someone singing about me again. There goes another love song.
Ever had.
Well, that brings us to the end of another exciting episode of Rock of Ages. On WMFO, thanks very much for listening. This is Ron LaRussa. I will be with you again next Monday morning from 8 till 9 o'clock. Until then, do have a good week, have a fantastic weekend, and we will see you again on the other side. Take care.
Streaming live on the web at www.